2. The Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, once again via Zoom, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Tony. Good morning.
And another good Zoom meeting?
Yes, quite successful. We started off with 7 Finney Knoll. There's a subdivision from 2006 where we had a required planting screening area, and it's been the source of a lot of debate over the last couple of years. Mostly because the planting that was done at the time was white pine, which is not a very good species for screening because, if you know, it the bottom of the trees can fade away after a while, so it loses its purpose. So a new plan had come in. This was complicated a little bit by some drainage issues that the neighbors were experiencing. So in the end, the new planting plan was approved, and the commission asked the engineers involved to meet up with the neighbors after the new work had been done to show that the dye testing would prove, you know, putting the dye into the drainage system to show that the water goes out towards Riverside Avenue as opposed to their property. So I think everyone was happy in the end, but it was a long time working behind the scenes on that one to come up with the new plan. So in the end, I think it was a good resolution.
Now, for those who don't know, what's the planting and what is it for?
It was, in this particular instance, it's not part of the required open space, which, as you know, is a requirement of our subdivisions. In this particular instance, we also required this planting strip, we call it. It's a 10-foot wide planting area, and it was, the purpose of it was to screen the subdivision from the neighbors on Westview Place. But as I said, over time, that became less effective, and that started to cause a lot of angst between the neighbors. So this is a new plan that will also include some drainage. As I said, there's a lot of work behind the scenes to get everyone comfortable with the new plan.
All right. What was
next?
Next
was on 12 West Putnam Avenue. This was for a change of use of the second floor apartment to a personal service establishment, which in this instance was a hair salon. The commission did approve that, so that was pretty quick. Next was Valbella's restaurant. They are looking to create a seasonal outdoor dining with 24 seats. This is not the temporary outdoor dining that we are approving as part of the governor's executive order that allows for the type of dining that you see around town with the nodes and with people kind of on the town sidewalks. This is an official zoning outdoor dining approval, if you will. This was left open because Valbella's has had some zoning violations over the years, namely the use of their basement for dining. So this was left open to try to solve some of those issues and also to deal with the comment from the sewer department. So they will most likely be back on the June 30th meeting to finalize that application.
And I saw that there's 2 exclamation points after Valbella's. Is that an official part of their logo, or is this something that was added?
No, I think that's part of. I think that's what they their application came in as. So we just added it onto the agenda the way it came in.
Okay, so it's not like Wham with George
no.
Michael with the exclamation.
Valbella's, right?
All right, Valbella's. All right. 2 exclamation points. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Then we moved on to the Cardinal Stadium project. As you recall, this was a municipal improvement and a site plan and special permit. We've heard it once before. What made last night interesting was we also added a rezoning application. The high school, interestingly, is in a residential zone that is split between 2 residential zones, the R20 and the RA1 zone. The purpose of the rezoning is to rezone the entire property to R20 so that they have more floor area options. At the moment, the high school is completely maxed out. In fact, it's non-conforming, quite substantially so, with respect to their floor area. Originally, they had come in for a variance application for this floor area to resolve the issue that way. And the reason they need it now is the press box as part of the Cardinal Stadium and the ticket kiosk area would obviously add floor area. And like I said, they're non-conforming, so they wouldn't be able to do that under the existing regulations. So they ended up withdrawing their variance request and coming in with the rezoning. I think that was the right move because they received a variance already for floor area with the MISA project, and I think there's only so many times one should apply for a variance because a variance, the Zoning Board of Appeals, in order to approve a variance, has to find a hardship. The hardship that was stated in the last approval was that this is, you know, the one and only high school, primarily other than the alternative high school, of course. But this is the high school. So after a while, it's, you know, silly to keep going back for variances, and they should just solve the problem. So the rezoning would do that. It ends up being left open, not necessarily because there was objection to the rezoning, but because the neighbors felt that they hadn't had enough time to review the proposal and felt that it would add an option for an additional 80,000 square feet, so it would become conforming to the existing floor area. The high school proposal right now would use about 6,000 or so of that additional floor area, which would leave quite a substantial amount of floor area that could be added. And that was of concern to the neighbors. And they said, you know, we really need time to digest this and think this through. Two of the members agreed with them, and as a result, they decided to leave it open. That then, of course, meant that the site plan could not be approved without solving the floor area problem. So that was also left open, and conversely, the municipal improvement. So we will look to hear those again on the June 30th meeting, which will again be a Zoom meeting, and we'll potentially wrap that up at that meeting, depending on how that goes.
A lot of people zoom in for public hearing purposes for this?
No, actually, there weren't that many, and I think that was part of the neighbors' point, that there was only about four or five people that spoke. Three of them, I think it was four speakers actually, three of them were concerned. One of them said, you know, we really need to do this. This is our only high school. The plan of conservation and development states quite clearly that the town wants to have top quality facilities, and in order to do that, we need to have a little flexibility in the floor area. We did discuss the facilities plan that the Board of Education put forth a year or so ago. In that plan, it does talk about future improvements at the high school, which would be to create a safer entrance into the high school. As you know, you walk into that corridor now, and that's deemed to not really be appropriate in today's day and age. And so that's the only improvement that the high school and the Board of Ed have in their sights. But still, I think the prospect of an additional 80,000 square feet out there made some people very uneasy. So they want to be able to, like I said, digest it a little bit more and think that through and you know, potentially change the way, you know, they don't have to rezone the entire property, as an example. They could rezone three-quarters of it as R20 and leave remainder as RA1, which would significantly reduce the amount of floor area that the high school could have. I mean, that might be an option. So I think that there's some thought that needs to go into that on the behalf of the neighbors, and we'll see how the commission views it.
Okay. What's next?
Next was a large home on Clabbered Ridge Road. This is, interestingly, in the RA2 zone, but it's an 8-acre property. It's a large estate that's proposed. And the commission, recognizing, of course, that the property owner is well within the regulations, just on the basics, meaning setbacks, floor area, height, etc. However, because it is a special permit application, they do have the right to look at other issues. And of concern last night on this project were the amount of tree removal and the amount of change to the topography. But in the end, the application was approved. And then after that, we had a text amendment that would effectively Greenwich Avenue. It's a CGBR zone, so Greenwich Avenue a little bit along the Post Road. And the proposal was to allow group fitness centers with classes not to exceed 10 participants to be exempt from the parking requirements. So this would be for second floor uses, not first floor. This caused a lot of conversation, rightfully so. We are going through very tenuous times at the moment with our downtown. Set aside what's happening with COVID-19. You know, what's the right thing to do in the downtown, where we do have pressures from online shopping? Obviously, we have a finite amount of parking. So I've talked about this quite a bit in the past with you, that Greenwich Avenue is a complicated little ecosystem, if you want to put it that way, where you tweak one thing here or there, and you have to just make sure that it's all going to work. So I think a case in point, actually, is what we've done with closing off from Greek Street down. You know, that's nice for the restaurants. It's good for this time period. But what would we? What would it mean for the future if we do that? Set aside the pandemic, because retail really does function well when you have parking in front, and you can see that there's vibrancy down there, and people don't want to walk, and so you have to take all these things into consideration. It's one thing to have 10 people show up to a retail establishment during the day, but what's it going to mean when 10 people show up at one time? So of course, then you get the argument that, well, then once they're done with their fitness class, they'll go and get a coffee or go, you know, shopping elsewhere. So it's a complicated question that the commission did not feel comfortable voting on last night. In the end, they discussed a couple of options with the applicant, one of which was to come in with a historic overlay for their particular building, mostly because the use that is proposed was very specific in terms of when they operate and how many people they have. So it might make more sense to have this be kind of a standalone situation for that one building as opposed to a rezoning that would impact the whole avenue. And I say that because some of the other considerations for second floor use would be for office use. So I think the commission wants to look at this more holistically and not just because this one applicant wants to go in there. So, as I said, it was left open, and the attorney representing the owner and the business agreed to come in and meet with staff so we can kind of go through some of these issues together before coming back to another meeting.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. That was it then, right?
Yes, that was it. And up next on June 30th, I think things of interest to people are the Scenic Road application in Old Greenwich. This is a proposal to make a Binney Park loop, if you will, a scenic road. What that would do is add a layer of review should there be any road improvements proposed. It would have to go before the Planning and Zoning Commission, so we'll be hearing that one. 21 Calhoun Drive, you've heard me talk about that quite a bit. That's a historic overlay to construct a smaller single-family dwelling on the existing property there. I think that will be heard. Some big homes, one on Dublin Hill, and the baseball field on 56 Clabbered Ridge will also be on that meeting.
Okay, and Cardinal Stadium.
Yes, and Cardinal Stadium, correct.
Okay. Katie, we spoke with Michael Mason yesterday. Sounds like the BET is going to go through the rest of the year in Zoom meetings. What's the status of P&Z?
We will follow suit. Yeah. I think what's good for one will be good for all at Town Hall, and if that's the take, then that's what we'll be doing too. We've been told by the town administrator that that's, you know, we're just going to play it by ear, but we're not going to rush into going back to Town Hall meetings, and I think that's most practical to stay on Zoom for the rest of the year.
All right, great. Katie, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care.
Bye.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, as the P&Z met last night.